Louisiana, for the Pride 48 Expo. Head over to pride48.com and click on the events tab to register, book your room.
You're listening to the Pride 48 June live streaming weekend. We appreciate your patience as the next show prepares to stream. We know you have choices for live streaming LGBT podcasting.
You're listening to the Pride 48 June 2019 live streaming event. This is a special promo just for Mike and Kyle. We understand you have many, many choices in LGBT and GLBT audio, and we are so glad that you've chosen us. Again, thank you for listening to the Pride 48 live streaming June 2019.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at
Today is Saturday, June 22nd, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. You guys, I'm gonna start off by saying I'm supposed to be the technical one of Pride 48, and you know what? I'm just gonna say, this is gonna be a train wreck of a show because I unplugged my laptop and took it with me on a show. Fucking hell, I can't even talk. I took my microphone, I took my laptop with me today when I went to go get my hair cut in Missouri, and I plugged it back in, and my USB ports decided they were going to give me problems. So I'm going to have, I didn't have any shots. I just can't talk because Joey and Joe are supposed to be joining me right now. So we will just see. Oh, actually I hear Joey coming in. So that's a good sign. I hope he can hear me. So I'm just going to.
Yes, I can hear
you.
Oh,
good. Thank God. Thank God Joey can hear me because let me tell you. Hi, Joey.
How are you?
I am doing.
The last sound check was your fault, by the way.
I know. It was my fault. Not only that, but I'm not recording this show.
Oh, well, that's problematic.
Let me hit record right now, and I'll just make up some shit. I think I am recording it, but anyway.
I'm sure it's fine.
So now I'm not. So at least we, you know what? I feel good because at least I connected to the stream right on time.
Right.
And I was able to do a nice bumper, actually, because, you know, we have all the time in the world. You didn't hear it. So I'm just going to redo this real quick. Sorry, chat room. I know you already heard this. This is a live bumper. A live bumper. Okay, everyone. This takes a true professional. I'm just telling you.
Do you want me to do it?
You're listening to the Pride 48 June 2019 live streaming event. This is a special promo just for Mike and Kyle. We understand that you have many, many LGBT and LGBT-friendly podcast networks to choose, and we're glad that you've chosen ours today. That's it.
I think it was wonderful.
I got
to listen to hear some of your old music, and it was funny because you changed them up this time. So there's a couple different ones, including Sexy Voice Adam.
Yeah. Well, okay. So let's just start with that. And also Joe is probably going to be texting me at any moment and saying, Adam, I'm here. Call me. He hasn't texted me yet, so I'm okay. I'll just start this way. So I get home. It's been a stressful day because I normally like to be around here for you know, I mean, I'm not the know-it-all of all technical things, like the genius or anything like that. However, right. I feel more comfortable sitting in this chair. If anything goes wrong, I can, you know, I generally know what to do. And generally, I mean, not always. I mean, sometimes it all goes to hell. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, it all goes to hell. But at least it's me, you know, and it's not so. And I, Mr. Mike, great job. I just, it's very stressful driving. So, but anyway, so I get home. And I get home and Gayish is on. And, you know, I'm trying to calm down and, you know.
I love that you're there. Michael reminds me of Anderson Cooper. Michael has this very calm, almost Canadian demeanor, and there's something hot to it. And whereas Kyle, you can tell, is just a sex kitten. Like, he's the crazy one, and Michael's the calm, and I love them both.
I mean, I find both of their voices sexy. I mean, I did meet them in person, so, I mean, you know.
I love them. They're great people.
I have to talk shit. I have to, like, in New Orleans, I have to talk shit about. But anyway, what I'm about to say is... Yeah. And I don't know if you were listening or not, but basically they dissed my bumpers.
They said
that, oh, Adam was trying to sound sexy and he didn't pull it off.
Wow.
And I have, you know, Gayish boys, I was a webcam model before you were even born.
You know what? That's not true. They're older than you. Michael's probably older than you. But what
you
I think
young whippersnappers.
If they send me their email address, I will send them videos of you fucking a melon. Because let me tell you that when I first met Adam, I mean, I had a little crush on Adam. Actually, it's funny because when I first used to listen to the Adam and Maddie show, I thought Adam was Maddie and Maddie was Adam. Like, because Adam, the real Adam, to me, has much more of a bad boy look than Maddie does. And Maddie was the bad boy. And I thought that actual Maddie was the sweet, innocent one. But I had a crush on the physical body, though, of Adam.
I am the sweet, innocent one. Let's just get that straight.
You are, but you expect it to be the other way because you had, like, the cocked hat, you know, and you'd have, like, the military shirt on and you were doing the dirty sex videos.
Those were the days when I was, like, 138 pounds, and that ain't happening again. But I wish, but we'll talk about that. But anyway.
Adam has this tight curve to his cock, too.
But, oh, you know. Thank you. Yes, I do. I do.
Joey, do you have a green screen behind you?
No. Well, I have a thing set up where you push a button on Skype and it only grabs you and it blurs out the background. The background is actually a deep purple.
Welcome, Joe Batanz.
Hello. Well, Adam, new setup. You have like a whole thing going there.
Oh,
like,
wow. That's a great camera angle, Joe Batanz.
Like a consummate professional he is. He joins with no issues. He's, you know, got a professional mic. He's standing up, like everything.
Are you standing, Joe?
Yeah, he is standing.
Because all I can see is your tits.
Let me tell you this, Boofecker. The reason I stand is that if I sat, the tits would be worse.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So this is
because I can't see your face. I can't make eye contact.
So
are you really missing anything?
Well, yes, because I can see when something's brewing.
So we are getting an echo back from you, Joe Batanz.
Oh, I don't know why that is.
I think
Dave told me earlier today that he hates echoes.
We weren't getting it from me, but well, yeah, I am getting an echo.
Yeah, I don't know why. But anyway, so what I was saying is, first of all, I think it was Mike that asked how old I am. I am 40 years old. Yeah, I'm old. I mean,
you're the same age.
I'm younger than Adam by like a few months. Adam, Adam's birthday is August. Mine's December. We were both born in 78. And Joe Batanz is the old guy.
I'm actually, my birthday is during the Pride 48 event. My birthday is on Saturday of the New Orleans event.
Don't I get props for knowing your birthday? Like, I knew your birthday and birth year. I just
props.
Want to say.
I was reading the chat room. Did you literally say my birthday? Like, do you want to get my social security number?
It was August of 78.
Oh, yeah, it is. So now everyone knows, you know, if you want to steal my identity, you can go to any site and, you know. So back
to the beach of Laguna Beach and look for his wallet.
True. Back to bashing Gayish because I have to finish. bashing them.
What happened?
So Gayish made fun of my bumper, and you just don't make fun of my bumpers, Gayish.
Well, hold on. Mike and Gayish has a question. Mike and Gayish said, "I'm November, you're August. When is Joey?" Joey Buhecker is December 31st, New Year's Eve, and Joe Batance is 4th of July.
Sure is.
1962.
Well, I know, Yasmamadu, if I don't stay on topic, I'll forget that I was talking about it because I'm also getting Alzheimer's, so that's just how it works. So anyway, Gayish boys, when we are in New Orleans, not to belabor this point.
But you will.
But I will. I don't want to belabor anything. However, I'm going to have to like give you guys as much shit as possible in New Orleans I'm echoing back really a whole lot from you, Joe.
On me. I mean, no one's ever echoed with me before.
Well, I don't. When I was talking to Joey without you, I wasn't echoing back.
I'm not denying that it's happening, but what I'm saying is when I do shows all the time and no one ever echoes.
I just shut off my mic and you were still echoing. So
it's weird. I'll do this. So hold on just a second. I've lost my train of thought, but basically I just want to explain, and I've got YouTube muted just for just one moment because I can't stand it. What I'm saying is when I made that bumper, I was trying to go for kind of a cheesy, kind of corny, you know, faux NPR slash a mixture of sexy, right? So I wasn't really trying to go for sexy. I did in the day when I would have phone sex with guys, because I have had phone sex before. The guys would just demand my time and attention on the phone sex. So I just want to get that cleared up right now, you know, and so that's all. So Alex Lefebvre is leaving the room. You guys are unmuted now. Except.
Is Buhecker smoking a cigarette?
He is. See, now
leave
it's
me alone.
Now it's not echoing. I don't know what's happening. So anyway, so we're going to move on to my day. Though,
sure,
because I want to talk about. So I had a haircut today, and I have to.
No.
What?
Go ahead.
And I have to drive to St. Louis, Missouri, for my haircuts, which is about 5 hours away.
Yeah.
Well, isn't the hair already cut there and waiting for you?
No, sorry. Actually, the way it works is.
But Tess and I had a one sheet. We worked out zingers beforehand. We just anticipated.
I didn't want to be mean in the chat room earlier. Something happened and I said, like, Adam's going to flip his wig. And I was like, no. That he's literally going, they're going to flip his wig over and give him the other side.
You were a dick in the chat room last night, but I know that's your jollies. That's what gets you off.
Oh, Buhecker.
Yes.
We you know what? You reminded me. Adam, finish your story. And we got to analyze Buhecker's. We have to analyze Buhecker's appearance on Cocktails and Cream Puffs last night.
Why?
The process is that basically, and I have you guys muted again because I was echoing back, but I'll unmute you and then you can talk. I'm sorry, we'll just have to do it this way for now. So the process is I go in, they have a thing, they put it on me, then they cut it to blend in with all the rest. Anyway, that is way too much information. But I do, Alex Trebek and I both, I found out last night from Joey, we both have hair pieces. So I feel like I'm in good company.
I think your hair looks great.
Oh, thank you. So I had to go do that because we have the cruise that we're going on Wednesday. And it was time. And, you know, with all the glue situation, because I don't take the thing off. Like, I never take it off. And the glue situation is it only lasts a certain amount of time. So I have to go every 4 weeks or earlier because otherwise problems. I mean, you know, it's just not a good thing. So anyway, so it doesn't matter that. Well, I mean, it matters that Alec Trebek, whatever his name is, fuck, has cancer fatty. But that's not the point of my story. So I had to go and get that done. And so I'm driving along, you know, listening, and everything was going pretty well. But then we get to relationship, and I'm sure they're very nice guys, and I'm sure, you know, but then all I'm hearing is, you know, nothing coming out. And I'm hearing like myself, you're listening to Pride 48, you know, except it sounded like someone trying to be sexy who was failing. So that's actually what it sounded like. But anyway, so that was really stressful. So anyway, that happened. Then I get my hair cut and I'm on my way back. I'm in the chat room. I'm trying to participate, even though I'm driving. So I have my iPad like stood up on the console in between the two seats. I have my phone up on the little on the dashboard playing the stream and my Bluetooth headset. And I'm also trying to drive all at the same time. I'm trying to like participate in the chat room a little bit. And then I look up and I see a sign that says, you're entering the Cherokee Nation. Well, basically what that means is I've missed my turn. Mm-hmm. And I had gone like, and you guys aren't muted right now. For some reason, it goes in and out. Sometimes I'm not echoing, so you can talk now. But anyway, so I, it means I've gone like 30 minutes past my turn. And so I'm like, fuck. I mean, I was so invested in the chat room and everything else, right? So then I asked Google, I'm like, hey, Google, like, what's the fastest way to get home? And mm-hmm. So, oh, Google just answered me. And so anyway, I had added an hour of time to my trip back. So then I go through the Cherokee Nation, pass a couple of casinos. I'm in Oklahoma at this point. So then I get to this toll booth, this old man at this toll booth. I tried to give him a 20. He's like, really? It's only $1.50. And I'm like, I'm sorry. That's the smallest thing I've got, you know, and everything. Then I go through this other Native American reservation. I can't remember the name of them. And then all this is happening. I'm losing internet. I have no cell service on my phone. And then Sarah, who we all know has the best audio of Pride 48.
Oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get on the stream.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Look, somebody fix your little fucking wagon.
So I'm so stressed. I'm like, I'm trying to like talk in the chat room. I'm hearing the stream off and on. It was so stressful. It was one of the most stressful things I've ever gone through in my life.
Yeah, that's one of those things with you. You talk about how busy your life is. If this is the most stressful thing you've ever gone through, I mean, Joe was fucking held up by a pack of Mexicans. and you were stressed out because I just got my hair done and I couldn't get an internet connection because I was driving through a state that God forgot.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with driving. Let's get it right.
Let me ask you a question, because those southern middle states are actually, while I'm good at geography, I can't grasp the size of them. How long does it take the drive from one end to Arkansas to the other?
Well, I've not timed it, but I would say probably.
Give me an idea.
If I were going to guess 7 or 8 hours, maybe.
Okay, so it is a decent sized state. Okay, all right.
Yeah, but I live up at the tip top, the very far northwest corner of Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. Rogers, Arkansas. His birthday is August 1938.
Exactly.
His actual name is Joseph Adam Burns.
Thank you. But I live where I live is like right on the corner between. So when I say I drove to St. Louis, Missouri, and then I ended up in Oklahoma.
It's 42 Cherry Bridge Lane.
Right. It's because I live like right at the intersection between those three states. So
I
it's
think
not.
I actually have a copy of your credit card number here on my desk, too.
Probably. You probably do, because I think I've given it to you.
So, you know, actually, well, I bring that up. I know you're still on your story. But, you know, one of the things that a couple of people have asked me, because we're picking out the venues, or not the venues, what stuff to do in New Orleans. And I've heard from several people, and I'd love to know anybody who went to Pride 48 last year. Many people said they'd like to do the Riverboat Dinner again as a repeat. And I wasn't originally planning that. But I'm just curious at what people feel about that, because I had a lot of people who told me that they really enjoyed the Riverboat Dinner. So I'd love to hear your input on the chat room, anybody who came, if they'd want to do it again or not do it again. Thank you.
All right.
Here's what. Are we still echoing, Adam? What's the story?
No. It hasn't echoed, so.
Joe, yeah, what is the chances, or why couldn't you come to Pride 48? I actually would like to see you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, first of all, I have tickets to the Hollywood Bowl that weekend.
What's playing?
Jurassic Park.
But you hate the Hollywood Bowl.
I love the Hollywood Bowl.
You go back and forth.
Number two. I don't want to go. I'll tell you why. Not nothing to do with Pride 48. I'd love to see Cronehaven and Big Fatty and Tappy and Cronehaven and her sister or her
Birdie Burt.
Yeah, Birdie Burt, and because Cronehaven is Birdie Burt, right?
Oh yeah.
And then that woman that's always with her. I think it's her sister-in-law.
I love the two gals. They are my favorites.
What is her name?
You're asking me right this second.
I don't know. I don't know.
I know people's real names, and I know people's. It's B.
B. Mm-hmm. B.
Yeah.
But I know people's real names and their other names, so I try and edit myself because Adam may or may not have on a show said Taffy's real name, and he. I don't even think he realizes he did it.
I did not say her real name. I said a syllable. Said a syllable.
Get into it. That's all I have to do is make an excuse for that.
Her name is Eunice.
So here's the deal. Joey, you're trying to avoid the topic, and here's what I want to talk about. Everyone should know.
I'm not avoiding anything.
Last night, Joey Boohecker. This Joey Boohecker did a show.
I did.
I was at dinner. I was getting frantic phone calls and text messages from people saying, Joey's lost it. Yep. It's official. Yeah. And I was like, what is going on? And they're like, it's official. He's lost his mind.
Yep.
Okay. And I'm like, Oh my gosh. What is going on here? Now, Joey, you said some very alarming things on your episode. You said you were quitting podcasting. Were you being, cause people are taking it seriously. They're saying Joey Boohecker has quit podcasting. Yes.
I think I don't mean to interrupt you here, but I think I have some actual audio of Joey last night. I think I do. Here, this is
right. Milo, move! God damn it, move!
I mean, that was basically it. I mean, maybe that's not actual audio, but
sure.
Let me tell you this.
Yeah.
I have always striven for the audio quality to be good. Mm-hmm. It's something that I think I've at least done well, and I think Adam can attest to that.
Mm-hmm.
Once I get it all worked out, my audio quality has always been decent. Mm-hmm. I hate shows that have bad audio quality, and I feel that I owe that to the people. Now, my equipment has been jostled around, beat up. Some of it used to be great. We used
that's,
it every
that's what
year.
He said.
My mics are still great, but my cords are starting to go a little fucked up, and my board has just got banged around from traveling so much.
I think all of our equipment's been jostled around by this point.
I agree, because you and I travel with it every year for New Orleans, but I think this board is done, and the board's giving me problems, and when I hear that people are getting crackling, I feel like they're getting less of a thing. So, yes, does it completely take me out? It flips me out because I think this is a fucking disaster, especially when I went and I tested everything. Mm-hmm. I checked everything. And,
well, you sounded great on the opening show.
I wasn't on the opening show.
I remember you being on the opening show for at least a bit.
Maybe. But the problem is I have to rerun the cords. I have to check the cords. But I have to get a new board. And I knew this board was fucking up before. It's actually okay when I'm recording. I sent Adam a sample of the recording. He's going to check it because it doesn't have the hiss and pops.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm not going to do live shows until I get a new board.
Why did it require you to quit podcasting?
You know, there's sometimes when stuff like that happens, it's just not fun anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And there's moments that it's just not fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I don't know what big fat. Oh yes, I was. I don't know. I'm losing some of the fun of it, and that's because when the tech, I used to just flip a switch and boom, we're good. But then it just makes me a little crazy.
Yeah. Now, what about the part where you're like, you're trying to figure out what's going on? So you're like, Wendy, tell the story about the time you got raped.
Oh, because you have to understand, Wendy gives me a one sheet of stuff she wants to talk about. And that's exactly, if you know Wendy, I'm crude. Wendy's worse. So Wendy writes down, let's talk about me contacting my rapist. And I said, well, this is what's on the sheet. And, you know, there's some of it's hyperbole and some of it you use to just, you go for the shock jockery.
All right. I that's why. So you're saying I was being an asshole in the chat room. I was like, I need to hear this audio. I need to hear this Joey Booher quitting podcasting. Because when I listened, you sounded fine.
You know, no, you weren't, because I watched you and you were telling me that it was clipping and chopping and whatever. But the funny part, well, it's not really funny, is like I sat there and I go, this is how Joe Batanz gets his jollies, is offering money for audio. And I'm telling you right now, if you want that opening audio, I will send it to you for the $60.
Oh, I already got it. I'm donated to Pride 48.
Where'd you get it from? Whatever. I don't care. I mean, it's out there.
It was on the replay last night, so I think he got it. He got it from that.
That's fine. I mean, I'm just going through a cease and desist with my attorneys right now.
So anyway, that was my.
So was the rapist after Wendy named him on the air.
Oh my god! And I have, because it's on the replay, I haven't been able to bleep it out yet. Like she says, but the thing is, the situation is so wackadoo because he was an affectionate teacher. Well, it was 1960 something. You know, even when I was a kid, our teachers used to hug us and we'd sit on their laps, and nobody was molesting or raping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the difference is, and I nearly brought you up, Joe, she would be the perfect child to have been, because she was so quiet and never talked. She would have been the perfect child for it. Unlike you, who was a talker. And that's why when that priest came to your classroom and chose your friend for private time and didn't choose you, it's because you're a talker. And you would have come back and said, by the way, Father Mike and I are dating.
Adam, do you buy into this? Adam, this is your show. This is the Geeky Gay Show. By the way, Joey, Adam is so nervous about this dubious intent tomorrow.
I'm not. No. Well, okay. No, I'm not nervous anymore. I will say. So, Joe, so first of all.
Did you get Daniel's consent?
No, I did not get Daniel's. Nobody got Daniel's consent.
Doesn't Daniel technically own the name? Like, isn't that technically his show?
Well, I mean, there's no copyright or anything, right? Yeah, I mean, there's no, like.
And here's the deal. Nobody owns. In music, you can cover a song.
You guys are horrible. No, well, that's that is parody.
Well, I'm not. I'm not doing anything. I mean, but no,
if the show was still running, I'd sue his ass off. I mean,
for a free show.
You're still there. Well, you know what? Daniel always says it's Creative Commons at the end, so I guess
you're
makes
right.
It acceptable.
So but, I will say this: I don't remember when it was, but we were having a state of the station, you know, and we were talking about, oh, people need to sign up and all this stuff, right? And Joe had mentioned to me at some point he thought about doing a show, and I thought he meant, oh, I'll do RuPaul's Drag Race recap, or I'll do, you know, one of his other 50 million shows that he has. By the way, go over to paypal.com/whatever to support Joe.
Patreon,
yeah. But anyway, so I thought it was going to be one of those.
Good for Joe. I mean, he took an idea that Daniel Brewer created, and then he ran with it and made a fortune on it.
I know he is podcasting to us from a gold plated. The room is just opulent. It's a mansion.
I have tiles in my studio. That's
I think he's making millions over at Patreon.
Don't tell the tax man that though, Burns. Anyway, go ahead. So what you were saying? Why you're scared?
So I get this registration and it says, first of all, it doesn't even say Joe Batanz, right? It says Lori Rogenkamp, which I guess is like your co-host, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so I'm like, why can't he even use his real name? I mean, I knew it was you.
I was driving.
So when you're driving, you can type her name, but not yours. Like,
no, I called
her on purpose.
So then it says dubious intent plus, right? I'm like, oh my God, I know how Joe is. I mean, anyone who hangs out in the chat room when Joe is in there knows how Joe is. There are all these little jabs.
The word you're looking for is abusive.
Sometimes they're small, and sometimes it's like he's slapping somebody across the face. And I'm like, oh my God, a whole hour of him making fun of dubious intent.
I actually have to shut off the chat room because of Joe. I can't because it just flames me more. And I'm just like, that ungrateful fat fuck.
So, So I'll admit, what I did is I called Taylor and he gave me a therapy session for, you know, like half an hour. Calm me down, you know, all of that.
Oh,
and
you were that upset that you needed to have Taylor calm you down.
Yeah. So, well,
now,
no.
Do you know what the funniest thing is, Adam? As much as I say this shit about him, just for the record, one of my happiest things that I get to do is when I used to do Catching Up After Dark, or when I'm asked to do the After Breakfast thing. I love doing a show with Mike and Joe in the worst way, but yet it's this abusive relationship, because the funny part is sometimes Mike hops on the abuse too.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the real Mike.
Oh, I know.
So anyway, so I talked to Taylor, it all, mm-hmm. you know, it all worked out. And then the next time I talked to you, and in Joe's defense, so Joe,
between
and
the
I,
two of you, you should just have Taylor on retainer.
Right. Joe and I talk, and you know, just to be fair to Joe, uh-huh. I didn't even bring it up. Like, we were just chatting, you know, or whatever, and then Joe says, hey, you're okay with this, right? You know, and I promise it's going to be all above board. It's going to be a very, you know, sweet, you know, loving treatment of, you know, a tribute. And so I chose...
It won't be. Let me tell you a story. Joe can finish this. Have you ever heard the story of the frog and the scorpion? Now, sometimes they say it's a turtle, but let's say it's a frog and the scorpion. Uh-huh. And Adam, you're the frog, and Joe's the scorpion in this situation. And what's happening is the water's flooding, and the scorpion says, I'm going to die. Let me go on your back, and you can swim us across the river. And the frog says, I'm not going to do that, because you're going to sting me and I'm going to die. And the scorpion turns around and says, no, because then we would both drown and we would both die. And the frog says, that makes sense. So the frog tells the scorpion to get on his back, and they swim halfway across the river, or a turtle, either one. And then halfway across, the scorpion stings him. And the frog is dying and starting to drown, and they're both going underwater. And the frog said, why did you do that? Now we're both going to die. And then the scorpion says, it's my nature. That is Joe Batanz in a T. I to a T. I want that inscribed on his tombstone.
Well, you have to tune in to 5 p.m. Eastern tomorrow on pride48.com to find out exactly what's going to happen there.
You know what, Scotty, the little Aussie battler who has a statement for everything.
Yeah.
Wendy brings upon the abuse. And to be honest with you, that's part of our show relationship. Is I need her to be the kicker, be the one who gets kicked. Mm-hmm. I'm the kicker, she's a kicky.
So I want to talk about, I'm going to change the topic. I was clicking around
and
to see if I have the
listening. So
the close.
Really like my abuse, stop listening.
So I'm going to change the topic to one that Joe likes.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about Whataburger. So I
thought we were talking about.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. I miss this.
Well, good, because I'm going to talk about it. So, I love Whataburger, as we all know.
We know.
And it's not, and Scotty, it's not Whataburger. It's
Whataburger.
But it's all together.
And for the record,
right?
Adam and I, although we could call this the Three Joe Show, really, but Adam and I are on Weight Watchers. So I don't know how the fuck he has enough points to ever go to Whataburger.
Well, I. Points schmoints, or however you say that. So anyway, so I'm
Taylor
a big...
just texted me and said I agree when I said he should be a retainer for the two of you.
so this coming from the therapist who literally has a breakdown.
Oh yeah.
When he can't get, I mean, like, you know, Babalu goes to IKEA and you know, Taylor, like, you know, yells at Babalu because he doesn't see a yellow sign. And then his audio is not perfect, and he threatens to Joe that he's going to quit podcasting forever.
My kinda biggest like, regret, my I biggest wish, regret is that I trashed
that haircut.
I trashed the audio where Taylor was like, "That's it, I give up. You know, I'm out of here. You know what, Joe? Do you want to just do pod as my co-pilot? Do you just want to? We're just going to end at $4.99.
And he's handing out mac and cheese.
Yeah, we're just gonna end up at 499 because you know what? You might as well take the slot. You know what? I'm just done finding you co-host for Drag Race. I'm done.
Why would you
adios.
Do to
Goodbye.
Him?
Huh?
Well, and well, I can I believe
think,
that.
I think Taylor gets so much. He listens to so much shit at work that I think he needs a place to blow off his steam.
And Taylor, I love you. So just so you know, I mean, I'm just.
And if Taffy was in the same room, she'd slap him.
So Whataburger. Anyway, so I love Whataburger, but I've been having some problems with the one.
Boo-hecker, if Taylor quit podcasting, would you make a move for Taffy?
Make a move?
Oh, yeah, like to get her like on a pod. Like, well, you don't have a podcast anymore.
She would never do that. She would never do that. She's the most loyal person in the world.
But if Taylor quits podcasting.
But in the same sense, she likes the fame and the attention. Mm-hmm. So yeah. It might be her and her two daughters. You know, which would actually be very interesting. And it's funny that you said make a move on Taffy. You know how they've been sourcing questions for their show? So I sent out a question to them, and I didn't realize that Taylor took it the wrong way. So let me just give you this question.
A therapist?
But yes. First, I'm going to finish my Whataburger story.
Oh, yeah. Sorry
so let's go back to that. So...
So
I've been having
interesting.
I've been having some issues with. I can just hit the mute button. I've been having some issues at Whataburger, and I want to tell you guys about that. So I love it, but there are Whataburgers that are not as good as others, and apparently mine is going downhill. I don't know what it is. So they started this new. First of all, their fries suck. So now what I do, I have to have crispy fries.
Is there a theme song to Whataburger?
No. Well, I don't know. But anyway, I have to have crispy
fries.
You don't
know?
I don't know. There was this old guy that was like, you love a Whataburger or something. I don't know. I don't remember. I'm sure there is, but that's not the point of the story. So I love crispy fries. I don't like crispy lettuce, but I love crispy fries. Mm-hmm. And
you don't like crispy lettuce? So you like? Wait, I thought you did like it crispy. No, you like it soggy.
I don't like lettuce on my burger at all.
Okay, that's a different thing.
I brought this up because
But you don't like it soggy either, though. You just don't like it.
No, I don't. I don't want it on a burger.
Here's the deal, Joey. Is he said he got this burger from In-N-Out and the lettuce was so crispy.
I know.
He almost threw up.
I did.
Look, I was there.
No, it wasn't. But no, it wasn't because. It was crispy. It was because it was that bitter white part of the iceberg lettuce. It was like
it was
the
Mike Lawson of the lettuce.
Yeah, exactly.
That used to be the selling point at McDonald's is you could get your burger with the cold stuff on one side and the hot stuff on the other.
So I didn't want it.
Quarter pounder?
And I was driving.
No, that was the McDLT.
I'm trying to. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I knew that would set Joe off. That's why I said it. But anyway, so I really like crispy fries. So this Whataburger either has the most limp, disgusting fries you've ever tasted or... They don't change their oil for about a month.
And well, that's not what does it. What does it is it means they've sat there too long.
No. I'm saying they're either really limp and nasty and mushy, or even if they're crispy, they have this nasty old oil flavor that's like,
okay.
You know, the oil's been in there too long. Well, there's a McDonald's right across the street from Whataburger. So now what we do is we go and get the burgers from Whataburger, and then Mark will go across the street and get two large fries from McDonald's.
Well, McDonald's fries are superior.
So we go to both. So this has already been a thing. I've already been, I've already been doing that. Then the most, they got an app now. But you go in there. So, and I'm always afraid they're going to get my order wrong.
Yeah,
so I'm going to, and I have to have my order right. So so I'm like, I'm going to use the mobile app. But every time I go in there, I really want to say something, but people are going to hate me, so I'm not going to say it, but I'm going to think it to myself. But every time I go in there,
welcome to Whataburger. Can we suggest the double quarter pounder
no, it's
with
not.
Cheese and bacon?
It's that a different restaurant gets it so
that's
right.
Wendy's.
Anyway,
it's
it doesn't
Wendy's.
Matter.
Who gets it right?
No, okay, I'm not saying.
Tell me who gets the fries right.
Not the fries. The whole service experience.
Who does it?
I can't say.
Why not?
I'm going to give you the honest answer because I notice it here. Even though all the chains should be alike, the ones that are in the more affluent area who can afford a better staff, the food is better. The ones in the less... with the more poverty area, the food is shittier because they don't care.
No, he doesn't want to say.
I can't say
it's In-N-Out.
No, it's not In-N-Out. It's not In-N-Out. I can't, but no.
I actually like Wendy's fries.
Let's move on. Let's just move on. It's Pride weekend. I'm very proud.
Joe, what is your go-to burger place? Like, Adams is Whataburger. I don't get a burger that often, but if I do, I really like Checkers, followed by Wendy's. Because McDonald's is like a children's hamburger. It always tastes the same. It's never changed in 40 years of my life. But what is your go-to?
If I just want a good, solid burger...
Fast food. We're not talking anything like, you know, like Taylor would say, it's a gourmet place. They have blueberry chutney on their burgers.
Oh, remember this?
Oh, that's not Taylor's accent.
Yeah, that's not Taylor's accent. This? Yeah. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Adam, blink. I can't tell if the thing broke. Yeah.
What? No, I'm here. I'm looking for something on Dropbox.
Okay.
So what's your
I'm going to say Carl's Jr., the Western Bacon Cheeseburger. Ooh. If I'm just going for a burger. Which I believe on the East Coast, it's Hardee's.
It is Hardee's, if I'm traveling, like, on the road, I love me a Roy Rogers.
I've never been to Roy Rogers.
Oh, I do. And I think it's because they have, like, a condiment bar. And mm-hmm. I just love their burgers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I've heard that about Hardee's or Carl's Jr.
Yeah.
So back to Whataburger. So anyway, yeah. So I've already been having that issue. Like the fries, and it irritates. And oh, the mobile app. So that's what I was on. So I go in. They have a line that specifically says, mm-hmm. stand here for your mobile app order. Like there's specifically a sign that says, stand here. Yeah. You go into this specific Whataburger. First of all, Whataburger, mm-hmm. not Whataburger. Whataburger.
It's Whataburger.
Whataburger, whatever.
Who's playing the music?
Joe is. If you listen to their commercial, they say it the way I say it. They're from Texas. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
Did you hear a Chicago company has bought Whataburger?
Somebody told
now,
me that.
I did. Now there's a huge controversy going on because places in Texas are thinking that the quality is going to go to fuck.
And, well, and, my and local one does not have quality. So... I go in and there's hardly ever anyone standing at the counter, and they have a wall between the counter and the back, like the kitchen. There, it's not open.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mike, that's really smart. He asks for no salt in his fries, so they're always fresh.
I used to do that at Wendy's, but I haven't done that at Whataburger. Whataburger. Uh-huh. Anyway, so
what?
So half the time they're not there anyway, and you can literally stand there for like 5-10 minutes. They're in the back talking, chitter chatting, whatever. They're not mm-hmm. even coming up. Finally, you have to like walk around and like look and be like, "Hey, I'm here."
Taking baths
you know,
in the sink.
Whatever. I don't know what they're doing. And so you know, first that's the way it is. But then, even when they're standing out there,
is it possible to? Oh,
yeah, that guy. Is it possible? God. Yeah. So even. When they're standing out there, you literally stand in the line that it tells you to stand in. And then they're going to help every other person in the other line and ignore you.
Mm-hmm.
So we go in the other night. I had done it on the mobile app. There was one or two people in the line. I go to where it says to stand. It says mobile orders here. There's no person there at that register. But the person at the other register is ignoring me. People came in after me. And they were still getting waited on first because they were in her line.
Those fuckers. I'll be right back.
So finally, I yell over to her. I'm like, I have a mobile order and there's a sign here that says to stand here. Mm-hmm. You know? Oh, she's like, oh. So anyway, so then she does what she needs to do, gives me my receipt, my number, whatever. And so we go over there and sit. And we're sitting there for 10 minutes. And there's a manager standing in the back of the kitchen, like texting on his phone with his back turned. We're there for 10 minutes. Everyone behind us is getting their orders. We're not getting our order. We're there for 15 minutes. We're there for 20 minutes. Manager still kind of back turned. Nobody's finally a guy who was just cleaning the thing comes over and says, do you guys still need this number or have you finished your food? And I said, no, we haven't gotten our food yet. He's like, but you guys have been here for like 20 minutes. And I said, yeah, we haven't gotten our food yet. He's like, I'm so sorry. And he goes to the back. Mm-hmm. Then like 15 minutes later, we finally get our food. The manager brings it out and he says, I'm sorry for your wait. And, whatever. Well, Mark is mad by this point. So, mm-hmm. and he's like, I'm so sorry for your wait. And Mark says, do you know how long we waited? And he's like, well, they told me about 5 minutes. And
oh
he's
God,
like,
we're still on this?
And he's like,
well, what you missed, wait, hold on for a second, Adam. What you missed is Mark is mad now.
Oh, yeah. Mark is perpetually angry about something.
Joey, you should have seen when he couldn't get close enough to this Hollywood sign.
Oh, we'll be there in 5 minutes.
Oh, it's across town, Joey.
I know.
So then I'm like, well, we actually waited 35 minutes. I'm like, if you
Mark
look.
Mark likes things on a specific way, on a specific schedule.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you look at the receipt, it says we ordered this food 30 minutes ago. He's like, oh, I'm so sorry. Then he proceeds to write his name and 2 free meals on the receipt and say, here, bring this back sometime. Like, that's going to work. Anybody could have written.
Wait, did you bring it back?
No, I haven't yet, but.
Adam's been back twice already.
I have actually been back twice, but I didn't use it.
Let me just tell you, if I was dating Adam.
Why is Joey's volume so low now?
Oh, is this better? Is this worse?
That's fine.
Go ahead.
Am I still low?
Oh, no, you're better. You're better. Yeah, better.
If I was dating Adam, it would be it would be like a zen relationship for me because you don't have a reason ever to get angry at him. Adam is the most pleasing person in the entire world in every relationship. Like, it would just be like if you really wanted something, you just say, I'd really like this, and he makes it happen. I don't understand why anybody would ever get mad at Adam in any situation. I don't.
Isn't it weird that he's a top? Wouldn't you think that's very bottom behavior?
Who?
Adam.
Well, I think Adam's come around a bit with that, but yes.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Revelation. Adam, is this true?
No. I used to bottom for Mark, but I don't bottom at all anymore.
Oh, wow. The relationship's going south?
No, I can't. We talked about this during Gayish, if you guys weren't in the...
Oh, no, we weren't listening. I know you...
I have gossip about the Gayish guys, by the way.
I mean, I saw what Maddie was packing, so let me tell you, that was...
Oh, but he only fucked me, like, twice in the entire 8 years that we were together.
But I'm assuming that the Asian person's got to be
easier. That's probably why Adam doesn't have AIDS.
That's probably why I bleed. That's probably why I bleed now. Seder gave it away. Anyway, we're talking about fast food. We're not talking about my butt.
You wouldn't bleed if you got things to train yourself.
Bleed when I take a shit a lot of times.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Wait. Is it bright red or dark?
It's bright red. I know.
Guys, you're skipping over that. I have gayish gossip. But the gayish guys.
So let me finish it.
Why are you skipping over that?
That you have gayish gossip?
I have gossip about the gayish podcast. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I want to finish my story. Hold that gossip.
Yeah.
So then.
Name of my new podcast on Pride 48 next year, by the way. Hold that gossip.
Then I get
UTI.
An email from them that says,
from Whataburger?
Yeah, but it's just a normal thing when you use their app. They send you an email and they say, oh, you know, please rate your experience today.
Oh, God.
So
here it comes.
So he contacted Dr. Stone because he needed an irate.
So I emailed them, and I can't find I can't find the actual email, but basically.
Look for the keyword dangummit.
Basically, I told them everything that was wrong with the store. I said their fry. I gave them the whole thing about the fries. I told them, you know, that I go to McDonald's now for fries instead of, you know, that sucks. I told them about the people never being out front and ignoring the mobile line. And I told them how I waited 30 minutes. And I told them I was a loyal customer. And I've been to Whataburger at least once a week for probably the past 15 years or something. And all this kind of stuff.
You should have had them call me. I would have been like, this Adam Burns, he loves you guys so much.
I feel like, and they haven't even, that was a week ago. And have I gotten an email back or a phone call or anything? No.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
That was the whole point of the story?
Yeah, that was the whole point. So what's your gossip on gayish?
I don't want to say it on the air. I'll tell you off the air.
I thought you wanted to say it on the air.
No, I just want to scare them because I know that I want them to know that I know. Are they there?
I think they are.
Oh, yeah. I know. Just... imagine the thing where I'm doing the two thing with the fingers on my eyes and going to the camera. I know. I'll tell you guys off the air. Anyway. Boo Hecker.
Yes.
Are you done with podcasting for the week? You have no other shows you're going to be on besides this one? Oh, you mean on the closing show, right?
Yeah, and I'm doing Catching Up with Mike and Joe.
Oh, are you going to do it tomorrow?
I probably could, I guess.
We would love to have you on.
Oh, don't speak for Mike.
No, we've talked about it.
I'll give up Cocktails and Cream Puffs if I can permanently join.
We wouldn't have to change the theme song.
Why? Oh. That's not true. I'm not a Latino slob going after. I'm a white slob. And I'm not going after twinks with failed romances.
Yeah, but I believe we write one. Didn't we write one?
No.
For you?
No.
Anyway, no one cares about this. This is what I want to say. We have 10 minutes before the show is over. And I want to say that I think Adam Burns deserves a big round of applause. I feel this show, this weekend has gone nearly flawlessly. I think Sarah Talk might have a few things to say about that. But don't you agree, Boo Hacker, that this weekend has pretty much gone flawlessly?
Absolutely.
I would say the worst thing that happened this weekend is that we could hear David, that Blue Jeans guy.
Why do you get to stir shit? I think it was an excellent show for late night. It was a nice meditation to lull you off to sleep.
First of all, Joe, thank you so much. I hated having to be away today, and had I not had an Alaska cruise on Wednesday, I wouldn't have been away. Mm-hmm. But it was so nervous, and now I want to send Sarah, even though I had nothing personally to do with it. Mm-hmm. I really wanted to send an email, and I may still. I wanted to send an email to Sarah. God. And say, I'm so sorry that you guys couldn't, because they had a great, they had a great guest, you know, all of that lined up, and he only got 30 minutes instead of an hour. And I felt so bad, but there was literally nothing I could do because I was in my car driving through the Cherokee Nation. And
you're transphobic. We all know it.
Right.
Just admit it right here on the air.
I was going to say that.
I am not. I'm not. What makes you think? Okay. I thought. Mm-hmm. When they first, I will admit this. I think Sarah knows this.
Help! This can only go bad.
When they were first on, and I didn't know who each of them was.
Just leave it at that.
And so I said that I thought someone had a really nice voice, and I used the wrong pronoun.
Sure.
Because I didn't know that was Sarah. It was an honest mistake. That does not make me transphobic.
Let's walk through the show today. Night at 12 p.m. we had the North and South of Things. Who's on that show? Two guys?
Yes.
Yeah, it's two guys.
And then at 1 p.m. we had Relationship, and those are,
I think it's two guys, but we didn't hear them because they.
Oh, I thought it was two women.
I think it's two guys.
Oh, well, then people have to realize there's five podcasts called Relationship. The point I'm trying to make is there's one show that tried to get on the air and couldn't do it, and it's the one with the trans woman. What do you have to say to that, Adam?
But I was in my car. There was nothing I could do.
You know why? He didn't care enough to be there to engineer that show.
Yeah, he put Sarah on the day that he's not going to be here. Mm-hmm. This poor Sarah.
Right.
Fatty did the schedule. Thank you.
Do you know who engineered that show? Wendy.
The Mad Dingo.
Anyway, it was a very good, I will say this, it was a very good show, even though they only had 30 minutes. It was a very good show.
Wendy got into some heavy shit last night, let's just say.
I always like it when they have special guests that are ex-gay. And stuff like that. Last year they had
But he wasn't ex-gay. He's gay, isn't he?
I mean, what are they?
Military?
No.
I think he had gone to one of those gay camps.
The ones who used to be, they try to not be gay anymore.
Would you go to one of those camps now?
You did.
No, I did.
Adam, you went to, wait. This is a new revelation. I didn't know this. Hold on for a second. Adam, you went to one of these conversion camps?
Yes, I did. Well, it wasn't. I've explained it before. I mean, this is old content, but I basically it was not quite like the ones that you hear about now. It was basically they try to curb the behavior They don't tell you, oh, we can pray the gay away or anything like that. That's really loud music, by the way. They just try to help you curb your behavior. But no, it didn't work, obviously, did it?
Yeah, but haven't you told me, and I don't know if I'm telling tales out of school here.
Probably.
But haven't you told me, and I don't know if this is still true, but you have told me in the past, I believe, that you're going to be gay, and then like a year or two before you predict you're going to die, you're going to turn straight, so you go into heaven.
I did, but
He's going to proclaim to Jesus that he wants you sorry for all the things that he did.
I'm over that now. I'm over that now.
Like the time he had sex with a little person?
Wait, you had sex with a midget?
I don't think
we don't have time.
I don't think that's the proper phrase.
Adam, have you had sex with a small person?
I have. I actually find small people attractive.
I'm not interested.
Boo Hecker, you have a you find like midgets and dwarves attractive.
Those are not the mid.
I find little people attractive, or whatever you're supposed to call them. So.
Well, no, I didn't know that midget and dwarf were like offensive. I thought midget is a person who's like proportional but small.
No,
and a dwarf has the big head.
Well, it's dwarfism, but yeah. The word midget is actually a slang now, and it is a not good word, and they like to be called little people. And how do I know this? Because I've worked with some of the.
Because someone has mistaken you for a little person.
No, I've actually worked with a couple of people from Wizard of Oz, to be quite honest with you.
So you researched it.
Wait, the closing music is playing. It's not near. We still have 4 minutes, don't we?
Yeah, my closing music is 5 minutes long. So
who's after us?
Nothing. We're it.
Relationship.
Oh, we don't need to end.
We need to end.
What do you mean we need to end? Is Mittens getting angry?
He needs to rerun.
Is Mittens sitting Gordon there tapping Calvin, his watch?
It's all scheduled. It's all scheduled.
What are we going to hear next, Adam, on this rerun?
South of things.
Can I not talk about the three-way with Taylor and Taffy?
Well, you have minutes.
That was in your dreams last night.
No, it wasn't in my dreams. So what happened is I sent them a message. And it was really a question for their show. And I said, at this age, in this stage of life, how do we feel about threesomes, yay or nay? And I didn't realize that Taylor made some remark like, I just don't, I what did he say? Taylor said,
I'm glad you're reading those here text messages.
He said, Taffy and I are looking forward to seeing you and Nola. I think I speak for both of us when we say we have boundaries. And I meant, it's a question for the show. I didn't even get that he was making the joke about me asking them about a three-way. I think if we had a three-way, I think I could go through with it, but I think Taylor would be in the corner rocking and crying, and Taffy would rip me open.
Can you imagine this Boo Hecker and Boo and Taylor and Taffy in a threesome?
No.
Again, it would go down exactly the way that I said.
I can't. Well, I mean, first of all, Taffy is a woman and I love her, but I don't really.
That Taffy's a woman, but you don't acknowledge that Saratok is a woman.
Dare you? I do acknowledge that Saratok is a woman. Her name is
Adam,
not Saratok, yes?
Will this be heard by Mittens?
Good question.
I don't know. It could
be. Will Mittens come to Pride 48?
He's going to be there, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, really?
Yeah, he's going to be there.
Oh, great. Then gayish Mike, Adam
How
Burns,
dare
will,
you
be, will you be on the prowl and Nola?
No,
he won't be. And he also won't do all the fun stuff that fun drunk Adam did when he was single in New Orleans. He's going to become prude Adam.
I wasn't single in New Orleans.
Right, but you were much more free touching people's junk.
Oh, I'll touch people's junk.
But now he'll go to bed at a certain time.
No.
And you're going to see a whole different Adam.
I will
me.
Touch people's junk.
I mean, we've all seen Adam naked at Pride 48, but now, the one year that Mittens came, it was house marm. It was not fun, Adam.
Whatever.
Adam, I had fun on this show today.
Thank you guys for joining. Thank you guys for joining me.
Boohecker is smoking so much.
I know.
What is it?
I had two cigarettes.
It probably stinks in there. Well, thank you guys for joining me. I'm gonna end it now. So I'm gonna mute you while I do this. For more information and episodes, you can go over to geekygay.com. You can also email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com or adam@pride48.com. You can also find many, many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly shows over at pride48.com. And I will see you.